hey, what's going on? We're gonna... My battery's about to die, so we're gonna get into this real quick. Brother's Blood Cry, based on Genesis 4:5. Outside of the Garden of Eden, I don't know how to pronounce that. The land is barren, hot and dry. We're weary, alone, and frightened. Adam and Eve search until they find a place to make a home. This is Eve. Remember how beautiful Adam was? If only... .. Now this is Adam. It is our own fault for disobeying God, but I will teach our children to obey and love God. If I can help it, they won't repeat our mistakes. So Adam teaches their sons Cain and Abel about God. This is Adam. God made the earth and everything we have. This is Abel. God even gave me my little lamb. Now this is Cain in his head. Sheep are dumb. Now this is Abel. How can I thank him? This is Adam. When you're older, Abel, you can give God the best of our flock. He told us that we should make sacrifices to show our thankfulness. As the boys grow to manhood, Abel plans for the day when he can give his thank offering to God, but Cain thinks only of his crops. This is him in his head. Cain in his head. If Abel gives God a sacrifice, I'll have to offer him one too. God is pleased with Abel's gift. But Cain's grudging spirit pleases God. This is him in his head. Why should God be happy with Abel and not with me? It's not fair. As long as Abel is around, he'll always be favored. God told me I couldn't choose to have power over my son. But I'd rather choose not to have a brother. Cain gives in to his jealousy and kills his brother. Now I just need to pretend I don't. This is Cain. I don't know anything about Abel's death. That's him and his speaking. I don't know. I don't know. Am I supposed to keep track of my brother? But God calls out to Cain. Cain, where is your brother? I don't know. Am I supposed to keep track of my brother? This is him, Cain in his head. He knows. Your brother's blood cries out to me from the ground. From now on, the ground will yield no fruit for you, and you will wander the earth until your death. Please God, this is Cain. Please God, this punishment is more than I can take. His voice cracked. Oh, that's great. God sentenced his carrot out. Cain flees to a land called Nod. Eventually, he will get married, start a family, and build the first city which he will name for his son. But in the meantime, Adam and Eve are heartbroken over losing both of their sons. Our house is so empty now. Adam, will we always be alone like this? We brought this tragedy on ourselves. So did Cain. But God has been good to us. Let's ask him to help us now. In time, God gives Adam and Eve a third son. We'll call him Seth. That's Eve. And this is Adam. And we'll teach him to obey God the way Abel did. Seth learns to obey God. Two of his descendants are Enoch, who walked with God, and Methuselah, who died at the age of 969, oldest person who ever lived. Could you believe living that long? 969 years old. That's too long for you. Think 80's old nowadays. 969. Could you believe that? I mean, that is insane. Insanity. Well, as generations pass, however, people turn away from God. They lie, cheat, and murder. They worship the sun and the moon and the stars, and they bow down before idols. But there is one man, Noah, who looks on the sinfulness of their world with fear. This is Noah speaking in his head. How long will God allow this wickedness to continue? Rainy days, based on Genesis 6-7. We're not going to quite read that one. We'll do that one next. And this was a shorter episode. Last episode was much earlier, much longer than this one. The first one. Well, I hope y'all enjoyed. What could we talk about this last one? Well, continue. I just want to say, everybody that's listening right now, continue to spread seeds. Spread his God word. And how do you know? How would you know God? How could you get to know God? Well, no way. Read his word. His word. Yeah, so hope y'all enjoy this one. Next upcoming Wednesday. Or however you say. Bye-bye!